local as.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. New FM.
Oh, good morning, Crevo. I'm trying to work out which microphone you're on.
New one in the studio.
There we go.
Am I on?
You're on that one. Hey! Probably should have tested that before we went to air.
We can't,
actually.
Because we're live, straight
this
in.
This is true, yeah. 5 o'clock live, only place in Newcastle.
Yeah,
know.
Exactly.
Absolutely. How was your afternoon yesterday?
Oh, it's good. I went out, I had to pick up all this, scrap metal and stuff from the building site.
Oh.
So the back of my car sounds like a gypsy caravan as I'm driving everywhere.
One of those wedding vans.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. From out at the terrace. So I've got to go off to the tip today and jump that.
Yep.
So that was my yesterday. Mostly doing that. Picking up, smashing cupboards and stuff that needed to.
Man, I feel so lazy compared to you. I go home and I've been binge watching YouTube.
Oh, is it good though?
Yeah, I've been doing Gordon Ramsay Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh, that's cool.
Like the
cool.
American version. And yeah, it's just nice. So fun watching him get so angry at people.
It makes my day.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
You were out skateboarding yesterday.
It was such a nice day yesterday.
Living your best life.
Heck yes.
I love that for you. How long have you been skateboarding for? Because, you don't strike me as someone who was skateboarding when you were 15, listening to Avril Lavigne.
I got a skateboard for Christmas, so.
Oh, you've nailed it already.
Brand new.
I'm still slow. I wouldn't say I've nailed it. I don't go down any potential inclines, no, declines.
Right, I was going to say, if you're going down incline.
You're not doing an ollie or a kickflip
no.
or...
None of that.
Oh, would you go to a skate park and attempt it?
No.
I reckon you should. Film it. Film it and chuck it on the social.
No, what if I fall?
That's the fun part, Jess.
Yeah, exactly.
We care about your safety, but at the same time...
I've fallen over once recently and I still have scars.
Oh.
Not cool.
Well, no, wear long sleeves. Wear long sleeves. We'll fix the scars.
Or get those really cool knee pads. You'll look great.
Oh, yeah, they are the coolest thing you can ever wear. We're going to do a first of five catch up with everything that is going on locally with Jess.
The Novos. For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
Now, Jess, I saw this footage yesterday of this car chase around Heatherbrae.
Yes.
Insane.
Crazy. So 200 k's an hour police clocked this guy at. They chased him from Foster to Heatherbrae. He was driving a Porsche Cayman.
Yeah.
It allegedly had been stolen from Brisbane on Sunday. So old mate's had it since then. He was chased to Heatherbrae, as you said, yesterday. Then apparently did laps around a car park before he ended up crashing into a fence.
Now, I saw the footage of him going around the car park and there were three or four cop cars just trying to get him. They didn't, and he's crashed into a fence.
I actually saw the car right after it happened.
Oh, really?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so I was out at Heatherbrae on the way to Raymond Terrace, and I had to pull in. It's at the right at the Bunnings there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to pull in there to get some mulch for what I'm doing for my project. And I was like, why are there 20 police cars and more were on the way? Like, it just kept coming. It was
constant sirens.
Yeah, it was, they just, I don't know, every police car in the area must have been there.
Wow.
And then I saw a Porsche and had gone through this very thick safety fence.
Yeah.
And was down in a ditch.
And did you call this through to the newsroom, Crevo, or what?
Actually. Well, I was like, oh, no. Because by this time, the driver had already gone. Everything was already over. There were heaps of police standing around and, two airbags deployed. And I was like, yeah, they'll be all over this.
Yep.
I'm already, 10 minutes late to the scene. but it was funny because none of the Bunnings employees would serve me because they were so busy talking about it.
Of course, yeah.
A big lineup.
Something interesting happened in Heatherbrae.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. So it was interesting to see.
Yeah. Well, he's in custody now, isn't he?
Yeah. So he faces court today, charged with 11 offences.
Like theft, dangerous driving, I'm assuming. Oh, my God.
Drug possession. possession, unlicensed driving.
Okay, the whole shopping list.
The whole hog.
Well, all I will say, testament to airbags, because that fence he went through was not just a little garden fence. That was the full-on safety ones. So the fact that he's already, like, off and fine is a wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. Wow. The other thing is, of course, everyone has to use those vouchers by today, right?
Yeah. So
this week.
Yeah, those Dine and Discover vouchers that we've got, like $25 entertainment ones and food ones. I don't know about you guys, but I certainly used all of mine because free money.
I've got one left. I've got a Discover one left, so I might head to the movies.
Go to movies, yes.
I think I've got Discover left.
That's all I've got.
The food ones are all good. The Discover ones were harder to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I went to the movies with most of mine, but apparently there's around $30 million worth of them yet to be spent in the Hunter. So you've got a week, guys.
Well, I know because my mum had a couple left, and Float Your Boats on this weekend. And a couple of places are doing like little cruises on the water and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Apparently you can use them on various ones.
There you go.
Cruises.
That's a good tip. That's a
so
good tip.
So there you go. I think, I think it's like $50 for the cruise and then $25. Yeah. Come on. Why wouldn't you? The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
The fact that I said, I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
Jess, you can't be serious. 6 kilos of avocado. No one's doing that in their life.
Oh, come on.
I can't stand avocado. I
what?
Hate it.
You're
is the
crazy.
Most disgusting, bland texture.
I like them, but...
All right, well, you can have my 6 kilos. No. That's 12 kilos of avocado you got to eat, Karibo.
Here's the thing, right? Avocados, they've put me off by being so expensive for so long.
I know.
So now I'm off them. I don't eat them anymore.
Well, they were encouraging that.
They should have thought about that. When they had the prices so high. It's their fault.
Are you two smashing avos on the regular when they are cheap?
Hells yeah.
Oh. Normally,
and in
yes.
smoothies, on everything.
Oh, you two.
In smoothies, are no good.
Yeah, banana and avo.
Oh, that's
absolutely
all yours.
Not. Absolutely not. Look, you guys might like avocado, but there is a certain soft drink, Crevo, that someone else is smashing.
Oh, yeah, this guy was drinking over $8,500 a year in Pepsi.
Oh.
So much so, he was completely addicted. He would get up in the morning and have a large glass of it and continue all the way through the day.
Oh, my God.
Completely addicted. Apparently, he's gotten off it using hypnotism.
He's kicked the addiction.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. We'll get into the details next. But this guy, wow, I can't believe this story.
All right, we'll get the details next.
The Novos.
So this guy that works at a supermarket had spent... Well, drank 30 cans of Pepsi a day for the last 20 years.
That can't be good for your exercise.
No, 219,000 cans over the time.
Imagine the return and earn on that.
Oh, wow. Oh. A lot of money, but a lot spent, about $8,500 a year. And he said, I could have bought a new secondhand car every year with the money.
Yeah.
Like, actually could have. The equivalent of, get this, it wasn't on the Pepsi Max, 7 million sugar cubes.
No.
Yeah, that's too many.
That's way too many.
Anyway, he reaches...
Is that per, over the...
Over his time.
Over his time. Yeah. So you divide that over 20.
Oh,
I can't
lot.
Do the math.
Who cares? Anyway, 41 years of age, and then he went into the doctor's like, you're pre-diabetic. You've got to get off the Pepsi.
Yeah.
And he didn't at first. He's like did a lot of other... he did anything else he could.
Yeah.
And he did get his weight down, but they're like... If you don't get off the Pepsi, you're done for, mate.
I was going to say, like, wouldn't that be the first thing to go if you're trying to lose weight? Get rid of excess calories.
You would have thought so, but no. He couldn't get rid of it, couldn't get off it. He was just so addicted, right?
It is really hard.
Yeah.
I will give him that.
Because you've gone off the soft drink,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah. So I used to drink a lot of Coke.
Mm.
So I'd have maybe 3, sometimes 4 cans a day of Coke.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And I was, like, absolutely hell-bent. Like, I couldn't do it. And then... I just, one day I've gone, nah, I'm done. And I stopped drinking it for good. It was bloody hard.
Hard
it really is because you get caffeine withdrawal, sugar withdrawal.
All of it.
It's hard.
Yeah. So this guy apparently couldn't do it, found a hypnotist online.
Yeah.
And they only met online. It didn't even meet in person. And after 40 minutes afterwards, he said, I just didn't want to drink it anymore.
Wow.
So that was it. So he said, like, he had two cans of Pepsi in his fridge, which he was going to have just, like, before the session.
Yeah.
And he didn't have time. Afterwards, a month later, he still haven't touched them.
What? So they're still sitting in the fridge. Just wouldn't you get rid of that temptation,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, you would think so, but he's hypnotized. He doesn't even need to.
See, at the time when I gave up Coke, my partner at the time was still drinking it. And it was really hard to, like, smell it and all that kind of stuff. And then 6 months after that, I gave up soft drink altogether. And then about 6 months after that, he did the same.
Yeah.
So there was just none of it in the house. When there's none of it in the house, but it's so hard, though, because when you go out to anywhere, the first thing is when you, oh, do you want a Coke or do you want a Pepsi or a lemonade or something? It's the first thing people offer. And he'd be surrounded with that temptation all day, every day.
You're working in a supermarket.
Yeah.
You're literally taking crates of it everywhere.
Exactly. You see people coming in after they've had lunch. They've probably got a can or a bottle of it.
Yeah.
It's actually harder than a lot of people would think to give it up. Like, I know it's not cigarettes or anything like that, but... The body, bloody hell, it's hard.
The body still loves sugar and caffeine.
It does. It craves it.
Like, no doubt about it.
If someone said to you, Crevo, you had to give up your morning coffees, how would you feel?
Look, to be honest, I could do it, and I've gone, like, times where I don't have it for a couple of weeks. It's only when we're on holidays, though, I actually go off the coffee.
But if I turned around to you this morning, because you've already got a coffee, haven't you?
No, I haven't had one
if
yet.
If I said, no coffee for you this morning, you'd be like,
I wouldn't be happy because I'm tired.
You
so
need the caffeine.
I need the caffeine.
Yeah. Hey, up next, we're going to go over to the UK with this this woman who's decided to run in a race with her little one at
nice.
A school
like
athletics carnival.
Race, yeah.
Hasn't turned out very well for her at all. We'll give you the details next. Hey, we're going over to the UK right now. This 36-year-old mum, her name is Katie Hannaford. She was at her kids' athletics carnival, doing the right thing, supporting the kids.
Yeah, go along.
They had a bit of a parents' race where the parents got to run along and all that kind of stuff. And my parents didn't really do any of this kind of stuff with me.
Yeah, my parents never went to athletics carnivals.
No,
no. Forget it.
My mum was always there, but she was always there helping with other things.
Oh, no. My mum was involved in... Her parents didn't...
Didn't get on the races or anything like this.
Oh, God, no. They were lucky to be there.
And this poor woman, she's kind of regretting the idea of...
Joining
like participating in this race,
okay.
If you will.
So what happened?
Her little one was like, Mum, you got to do this. You got to do this. And she's like, let's go. So she did it. And then she's decided to run and she's misstepped in the race, fallen, and her dress has gone up and over her body and she's mooned the entirety of the school.
Oh, now you've just turned through the video. It looks like she is wearing a bit of a thong as well.
Yes, so there. Luckily, she was wearing underwear at this point.
Not much, though.
Not
it's
much.
Pretty thin.
It was. it was a full moon at the athletics carnival, even though it was during the day.
Oh my God! All
this
the
poor bugger.
The gossip of the whole school. All the dads looking,
all
looking
the dads
away.
Looking as well. They're like, oh, I'm going to come to athletics carnivals more often.
Every time. If what's her name again?
Miss Katie.
Katie. She'll be there. Oh, yeah, I'm there.
She goes, I just tripped on my own feet. I think my body was just moving too fast for my little legs.
Oh, my God. That's something someone
like,
that falls
I was
over would say.
Exactly. I was humiliated, but it is what it is. I flashed my underwear, which is obviously embarrassing, but you have to own it.
Well, yeah, you've got no choice. All the, like... Was it primary school, high school?
It looks like primary school.
Okay,
what
that's
I can
all
see
right.
is primary school.
At least you don't have all the high school boys leering, you know?
No. But the thing is, like, that poor kid now is going to be known as the kid.
Of course.
That you see in his mum's ass.
Probably for at least a good couple of years.
Like, at least, I'm gonna put it out. If this happened at my school, that kid would have been renamed, like, Moon Man. Or something along those lines.
Definitely.
And the like, even at like the year six graduation or whatever, they're still going to be talking about it through that day.
The kid has no choice, has to move schools. That's the only way to get out of it.
Well, apparently, in the background of the video, the kids can be seen swiftly turning around as they realise what's happened so they can get a full view of what happened.
It's a full-on mooning.
Full-on mooning. The poor woman.
Yeah, I know.
No, she's not going to another athletic carnival,
that'll be it.
Though.
Lesson learned.
I wouldn't
smart.
Do it.
Yeah. I'm not into that stuff.
No. Imagine, how would you react if you did that? And, like, if you've got kids and you're on the athletics, like, track, you've tripped and your shorts have come down.
I would never have been on the athletics
Yes, you
track.
Would. Yes, you would.
No,
You'd
no,
be
no,
such
no,
a supportive
no.
dad.
Oh, no, I'm not going to that thing. I'll take you there. drop you off.
You
that's
wouldn't
it.
Sit there.
No, I'd sit
really?
There's nothing. Okay, athletics day as a kid is already boring.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it again. I've been through six already.
I was about to say, athletics carnivals for me sucked because I was not athletic. I was the chubby fat kid with glasses. Like, athletics carnivals were not my forte.
Thing. Yeah, they weren't. I didn't love them either, but I'm not sitting through another whole
lot
of
them. What
if
your kid begged you? Can you stay and watch me run?
Yeah, I probably would then. I'm soft.
And then you get up on the track and you fall and you're mooning everyone, Creeper. That's the next stage of parenthood.
The Novos.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo, only on Newcastle's New FM.
Oh, happy Thursday. I nearly forgot what day it was.
Don't
oh, my
forget,
goodness.
Meg.
Now,
it's almost the end of the week.
I know. I have to ask, Jackson, how are you feeling today after our little emotional cry session yesterday?
Do you know what? I've had a fragile week. I'm feeling okay, though, but my drive to work just put me in a bad mood because there was just roadworks everywhere.
Yeah, especially at the front of our studios.
And on the I noticed that, but on the freeway where they go, oh, slow down to 40, everyone dawdles around, and the trucks get in your way.
Going from 110 to 40 is the biggest pain in the ass.
And it's everywhere. Like, just stagger your roadworks councils.
Exactly.
Oh, that is a great point. They should do it, and they should do it faster.
Yeah.
In Japan, they build a whole freeway in a week or something.
But like, it's also...
They're efficient.
Can't they do something like that here?
But what are you doing between the hours of, say, 10 o'clock at night and 3 a.m. in the morning? Like, why do you have to start doing it on the drive home or the drive to work?
Great point.
Well, I was going to say, at least it's not at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
No shade to anyone out there working on the roads. It's not your fault.
No,
you just
of course
show up
not.
And do what they
it's
say.
It's your manager who's planned it.
Whoever's at the top, pull your bloody head in.
Yeah.
And fix it.
Stop
Get
ruining
more people
my,
on the job.
My commute.
Exactly. Jackson is very upset and demands change.
Exactly. All right. Lads vs. Lass is up next. The lads on 49. The lass is on 46. I thought we could catch up, but we're not going to be able to do that by the end of the week.
No,
unfortunately, you are playing for a $50 Gamble and Brown voucher for Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. They just celebrated their sixth birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites from the deli, available daily. If you want to play Newcastle's ultimate Battle of the Sexes, 13-10-09. The
step right up.
You step right up.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
It is Newcastle's ultimate Battle of the Sexes game. The lads sitting on 49, the lasses on 46. All you got to do is answer a couple of questions that are tailored to the opposite sex.
Yeah.
The most answers correct wins the point and the $50 to spend at Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. Fabulous coffee, fabulous breakfast food. Oh, so good.
It is. It's free breakfast,
free
basically.
Breakfast, yeah.
Hey, before we get into the questions.
No. We don't need to rehash
before
this.
Before we get into the questions, we still need a guy. So some real smart tradie, call up now, 13-10-09, because otherwise the lasses get a free win here and you miss out on
breakfast.
And
that's exactly what we want. I'm more than happy to win by default.
Not how this
Absolutely.
Works. Absolutely. Let's meet our lass, though, first of all. It's Donna from Raymond Terrace. She's a public servant, says it's payday, so she's going to go shopping, has a very local weekend planned with plenty of activities. What are you doing, Donna, on the weekend? What's one thing that'll be great?
I think the dinner cruise at Newcastle Harbour.
Oh, yeah. That sounds beautiful.
Oh, God, you're living your best life.
I am.
All right, let's get into your questions. This first one is multiple choice.
Yep.
Here we go. What are heat beads? Oh, sorry. No, this one's not multiple choice. What are heat beads used for?
Heat beads, they're actually for putting in pies and things like that.
In pies?
In pies.
That is actually true.
Oh.
The weighted beads that you put in for...
No, they're ceramic. Ceramic.
Yeah, they are called heat beads, though, overseas.
They are called heat beads.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. We'll give you that. I was looking for the answer of barbecuing, but righto.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a true fact, too.
Okay. You even knew that. All right. Number two. Which glue is better for sealing areas that are constantly wet? PVA glue or silicone?
Silicon.
Yeah, that's right. Two on the board. Here we go. All right, number three. Let's see if we can get a clean sweep here. We're also still looking for a guy. 131009. Festool is a brand that makes what?
Say that again.
Festool is a brand that makes what?
Festool. Tools?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, clean sweep for Donna.
3 out of 3. That's
how good
amazing.
Is that? So someone has to get all 3 right to take this to a tiebreaker coin toss.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to be very interesting. Let's go to Mick. Hey, Mick.
How you going?
Doing really well. You need to get all 3 so we can go to a tiebreaker coin toss. You got this in the bag, mate?
Absolutely.
Of course you do. Of course you do. All right. The first one, making it easy, multiple choice. Blake Lively played which character in Gossip Girl? Is it A, Blair Waldorf, B, Serena van der Woodsen, or C, Jenny Humphrey?
Oh, mate, I don't know Gossip Girl at all.
Take a stab, A, B, or C.
Come on, you got this.
Nah, sorry,
no.
Mick.
Are you kidding?
What that means...
Donna is our winner.
Donna is the winner. Congratulations, Donna. How good.
Yeah, that's right. She'll be off to get $50 worth of delicious food at Gamblin' Brown.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time.
It's a good time for Donna and a good time for us. We get the points. Oh, 49 versus 47. We are on our way back.
That's right. Oh, well, good luck with that. I mean, we're still going to go into the weekend winners. But
yeah.
That's the main thing.
All right.
Keep that in mind.
Okay, I will.
For this next story, of course, people are talking the World Cup. Right?
Yeah.
It's getting very close. And there's going to be something that will be banned as part of the World Cup.
Ooh.
No more one-night stands if you're there
Isn't
to watch the game.
Isn't that why you go overseas is for a couple of one-night stands?
Well, a lot of people would say that.
They would.
But
all
you
right.
won't be doing it during this World
we'll
Cup.
We'll get the details next.
The Nova.
All right, World Cup at Qatar, going to be pretty amazing. First time to be held in this country. And there's a bit of an interesting regulation that's been brought in there. If you are caught in some sort of situation where you have a one-night stand,
yeah.
you could be up for jail for up to 7 years.
What? Just begin to be freaky.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're basically saying sex is very much off the menu unless you're a husband and wife.
Okay, so not even long-term relationship.
No,
you got to be husband and wife. You got to be legally married.
Legally married or keep your bonking back in your own country.
Wow. Is that worth going over to another country?
I'd say absolutely not.
No, if you're on holiday, you're there to possibly, not to meet someone, but to have a little bit of fun.
Of course, you know, especially if you're single and going to the World Cup.
Like, single, you're there ready to mingle.
Exactly right. I mean, it just seems bizarre. But, hey, that's their country and their rules. That's what they've brought in. I certainly wouldn't want a part of it.
No.
I mean, sounds...
But you're in a happy relationship. You wouldn't be able to do anything.
No.
Because you're
it.
Only engaged.
Yeah, not legally married. So
I wonder what the players think of this.
Well, that's a good question too, because you know that after a lot of these games, there's usually big parties and
stuff. Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of pent-up frustration if you don't win.
That too. Or a lot of celebratory excitement if you do win.
Yes.
And, you know, fans would be right into it, I'm sure.
I wonder if I can access the court documents of Qatar after World Cup and see how many people are getting charged.
Yeah, how many people are getting locked up.
Yeah.
For getting loose.
Oh, it'll be interesting to find out.
Certainly will. Hey, it'd be interesting to see if any people actually get charged with this.
You know what? I reckon they would.
If they're
going to go out on a limb and actually say it, they're probably going to do it.
7 years in jail.
Not worth it. Not for
one night.
One night of fun. Probably not worth it.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol. And what do they do? Jager bomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
Now, Creva, you're about to finish renovations on your investment property, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Have there been many issues with bugs or, like, termites or anything like that?
No, luckily not. I got all the pest inspection done and everything
before
we bought it, because that's what I don't want to be stuck with.
Well, you don't want to be stuck with this. These people have decided to open up the walls to do some renovations in their house and discovered 6,000 bees living in their walls.
Oh, so they built like a full...
full honeycomb, like hive, everything. It is incredible. Like, it's just infestation of bees.
Yeah, in the walls of their house. Look at that. You've just sent it through. It's like made up of bees in the wall.
Yeah. Wouldn't that make a lot of noise?
Yeah, you would imagine.
Obviously, but I guess they had great insulation where you couldn't hear that.
Yeah, it must be well insulated.
I think it's a really cool though because they were going to call an exterminator and they thought, you know what, we probably shouldn't do that because bees are vital for the environment at the moment. So they actually called someone to come in and remove them rather than exterminate them.
That's good. As long as you get the queen out, it's the main thing.
That's the main thing. 13109, we want your stories. Did you discover an infestation when you were possibly doing renovations or anything to your house?
Well, a lot of tradies would find this when they're like working on places. I know my dad at one point was opening up a wall and he said like 20 mice just all fell out and started running, scurrying everywhere.
Oh dear, mice, not good.
Disgusting,
not
really.
Not good. Okay, 13109, did you discover an infestation in the house? Best callers today go in the draw for a family pass to Reading Cinemas to see the movie of your choice, which is really
brilliant.
Cool.
Family pass the movies, yeah. Yes, please.
How good. The Novos. We are talking on 13109. Did you discover an infestation? These people have opened up their walls and found 6,000 bees just humming away, making honey, doing their thing.
Yeah, but it's not good. You can't have them in the wall. It's not ideal. I remember actually my cousin, when he moved house, he was in his new house and, like, you know when you move to a new place and then there's always a few boxes in the garage you never unpack?
Oh, yeah.
He had this one of these, like, clear plastic tubs?
Yep.
And they've built an ant colony inside the tub, and you can see it. It's like an ant farm.
Wow.
You know when you have an ant farm and you can see, like, they've built the little tunnel or whatever? It's like that inside this tub. It's quite amazing.
So what was in the tub? Like, apart from...
Just some old documents and stuff.
Oh,
so
hopefully there was nothing important.
No, it wasn't. And now he just keeps it there because he's like, come look at my ant farm.
Come look at my ant farm that I built from scratch.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Christy and Patterson, hey.
Hi, how are you going?
Hey, good. What did you discover?
So we were doing some renovations and some electrical work and we had to have an antenna company come out and put an antenna on our roof.
Yeah.
So the man had to get up in the roof cavity, obviously, and he took all his bits up there. And he was up there for a while, and he obviously needed to go to the toilet. So instead of popping down the manhole to use the toilet, which was right near the manhole, he decided to urinate in one of the plastic bags. And then he left and left all that up there, and we discovered it a week later, when we had someone else out to do some electric work.
What?
So, any animals or anything like that attracted to the bag?
No. And we live in the bush, so lucky that a possum didn't get up there and knock it over.
And pierce it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Christy.
So bizarre.
That's just weird. Having tradespeople over.
I've never heard of a tradie urinating in a bag.
In a plastic bag.
Of all things.
Yeah.
I mean, a bottle or something, but just go down and use the toilet.
Isn't there a thing where if you have pee around, it detracts certain animals?
Like, scares them off.
Like,
I don't know about that.
Fox or something. I don't know. This is coming to my mind. This is the only thing I can think of. Living in the bush, maybe that was his mentality.
I don't think so. I think he was just a full-blown weirdo.
Weirdo.
I'm putting that
Thanks,
out
Christy.
There. Not exactly what we're after, but a good story.
Interesting.
What's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way?
Brad Pitt has opened up about his acting career's future. Also, to Anne Hathaway, sat down and done an interview, revealed which celebrities give her big energy.
Big energy. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Is
we'll
that
get into
the real big energy?
Real,
big,
real.
Big energy.
Big energy. We'll get into it next.
The Novos. The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Oh, Jackson's here, and I believe you've got an Anne Hathaway story for us.
Yeah, so she's done a little sit-down with Interview Magazine. Mindy Kaling, the comedian, I love her. You know, I've seen her in, like, The Office.
Yeah.
She's sat down with good old Anne Hathaway, asked her which celebrities that she thinks have...
Big energy.
Jack. If you know, you know. All right. So who do you think is on the list? Because there's some interesting ones, a few out of the box that she's given the two.
All right. So Mindy Kaling. So is it like Office co-stars?
No, or? No, no. So
no, Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, oh, Anne Hathaway is being asked by Mindy Kaling. So of course, Mindy Kaling is one of the people on the list. We've also got...
I can't think of his name. Captain America.
Oh, no, doesn't make the list. Lizzo makes the list.
Of course, yes.
Billie Eilish makes the list.
No, yeah.
The top of the list with Harry Styles.
Of course.
What are your thoughts on Harry Styles, Meg? Do you believe that energy is there?
He has big... he has power pearl energy, which I love, because he wears pearls.
Well, that's not the question here.
Yeah, big energy.
Yeah?
What I reckon big energy, not big energy, but big energy.
Just like larger than average energy. Yeah. What about you, Jackie?
Can I just say, right, this has impact. Power Pearl energy doesn't
have... I love Power Pearl energy.
...have impact.
Do you see, when I see...
I'm a girl who can respect the Power Pearl.
Some pearls. They're a couple of, you know, tiny little balls, aren't they? Just rolling around the neck.
Yes, I agree. BDE... Big energy. Brad Pitt.
Yes,
he should be on the list, right? Don't you reckon? He's opened up about his acting career, and you'd think, oh, he's got that movie coming out, Bullet Train. Sounds great. Yeah. He should be going on forever. No, he says he's on his last legs when it comes to Hollywood. He says he's in the last trimester of his career.
Oh, God.
Mate, he doesn't need much else. He's a legacy. When you think about it, when people think of hot guys in Hollywood, you think of Brad Pitt.
I just don't know why you keep working if you, like, got have that much money. You know, go and do... maybe he enjoys acting, but if you're saying you're on your last legs, evidently you're not, like, stoked not with it. You know what I mean? Just throw it in. Go get your... You know, everyone in life works to have a hobby, you know?
Yeah.
You work to make money to do the things that you want in your spare time. And when you're working hard, you don't have that much time, which is very sad. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, you spend more time at work with your colleagues than you do with, like, your partner or your family, which is absolutely ridiculous. So if you have the money to go and spend time with your family and do exactly what you want to do, why are you whinging about being on your last legs?
Well, I was going to say, if someone turned around and said, you're on your last legs in radio, I'd get out.
You'd get out, wouldn't you? You'd go.
Time to go.
Yeah.
Gone.
Hang it up. Do you know what? He deserves to hang it up.
He does. Yeah. He's done well. He's had a good career.
He's got that yacht money.
Rest up, my friend. Rest up. The Novos.
They're local as.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. New FM.
It was so funny after the show yesterday. Jackson and I were just exchanging videos on YouTube of crap that makes us cry. And Crevo, you just couldn't understand. If you're in a bad mood, you're in a sad mood, crying just makes you feel better.
I totally disagree. So I came into the studio, the other studio, where you guys had YouTube on and you were going through. I was like, what are you two doing? They're both very emotional, like crying and stuff. I'm like, what is wrong? Like, if you're sad or down, sure you want to watch something funny to make you laugh.
In my defense, right, Jackson started this.
Yeah, Meg didn't have a choice in that. I kind of forced her to watch Grey's Anatomy.
Really depressing scenes from Grey's Anatomy. So then I went in to this studio and started watching the episode of Sesame Street, where they tell Big Bird that Mr. Hooper's died.
What the hell?
Right? And then I told Jackson to go and watch my absolute tearjerker, which is Bastille Happier, the music video, where, just FYI, the dog passes away.
What's wrong with you guys?
Right.
There's something wrong.
We just needed to let it out.
I don't know. I don't understand it at all.
All right, 13, 10, 09. We want to know the videos, the movies, or whatever it is, that just makes you want to have a cry. If you're upset and you just need to let all those emotions out, there is one thing. I know you all do it. Crevo, you're weird.
No.
You're absolutely weird.
I don't understand. If there's anyone that's with Meg and Jackson and watches stuff to make themselves cry...
Yeah,
people will.
The phones are going to light up. The phones will light up, I guarantee it. What makes you cry? What do you watch to make yourself cry? It's not just Jackson and I guarantee that. Best callers to air go in the draw for a family pass to Reading Cinemas to see the movie of your choice. The Novos. That is what we're talking this morning on 13 10 09, because
I walked in on you guys having a cry sesh.
Having a cry sesh. There's nothing wrong with a good old cry sesh, Crevo.
One video finished on YouTube, you're like, oh, what about this really sad one? And you'd watch it with Jackson. I just thought,
and we tear up. We had a box of tissues
you
there. It was
so
just
weird.
Look, it's so healthy for you, though.
So therapeutic, Crevo. I recommend it.
I just reckon you just wait for a sad moment in real life and then cry at that.
Yeah,
because then I get way too emotional at that sad moment and all of my emotions come out then.
And do you know what I do it for as well? Do you know how you feel like you've got that pit in your stomach and you're like, you know, oh God, I'm going to feel better with a cry. I just can't do it and I don't want things to build up too much. So yeah, I'm going to watch videos of Meredith Grey remembering her dead husband on Grey's Anatomy. 100% I'm going to cry over that.
Just FYI, so if animals dying in movies is your thing to cry
who
to,
says that?
To cry to, there's actually a website called Does the Dog Die?
Oh, God.
And you can search if a movie, if an animal passes away.
I can't believe this. Hey, on Instagram, there are a bunch of people. One lady said that, Ben said Lion King, and I'm 29 years old, always cry at that. Taylor then said Titanic. I can get through 2.5 hours of it, but the scene that depicts her going to heaven and being greeted by Jack and the other passengers gets me every time, and I know it's coming.
Bless.
Bunch of wimps.
Bless. Let's go to the phone, hey.
Let's do that.
Tanika, hey.
Hi, how you going?
Doing really well. All right, hit us with it. What makes you cry every single time?
Literally every single thing. If I'm in a sad mood, I'll just get on YouTube, I'll look up saddest deaths on Home and Away.
What?
I'll look up saddest songs of all time.
It's not just Jackson and I told you, Crevo.
What is
all right,
wrong
so,
with you?
So yeah, with the deaths on Home and Away, mine I think is it Shane who was with Angel? He died in a motorcycle accident. That one was really sad.
Look, there was so many. When Charlie the copper died, and barricaded the room. That was really sad.
Oh my God. So apart from Home and Away, what else was there?
I look up saddest songs, or I just make up things in my head that aren't true to make myself cry.
I do this too.
Are you serious?
Really sad moments. Oh my God. See, Tanika, we're on the same wavelength.
You guys should start a little club together.
The cry club.
And let me know where it is so I never attend.
No.
Because that sounds absolutely awful.
You're not welcome anyway, Creeper.
Oh, thank God.
You're not a part of our club.
Good. Jackson in next with Love It or Loathe It. You're going to get our thoughts on today's daily topics. We'll do it in just a couple of minutes.
All right. The Novos.
New FM. Love It. Or loathe it.
Get hyped, Meg, because it's Love It or Loathe It time.
Oh, I'm so
and
hyped.
Jackson is running this thing. What have you got for us?
Bit of a random one this morning. Digital event tickets.
Ooh, okay. Love it or loathe it time.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. Definitely.
Love it.
Get that thing on your phone. You don't have to worry about losing. I was forever losing and forgetting tickets.
Actually, I'm changing my mind. Loathe it.
Why?
I like to collect concert tickets.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
This week, it's been a big topic of discussion because a lot of the event organisers that are selling tickets have been having trouble with double charging people and people's information being leaked by hackers and
Good
stuff
Things
like that.
Festival was screwed.
Yes, it was pretty bad. And I'm seeing an article pop up today that they're saying, let's get physical again. So places like the AFL and concert goers and people like you, Meg, who like to collect physical tickets are going back to the old paper ticket because they say this is what is stopping stadiums from filling out because it's just all too difficult and people end up losing their digital tickets if they buy a year in advance or something like that. So they're re-implementing paper tickets.
I like
they're getting
this.
Rid of the digital systems.
Because I always pay extra for the collector ticket, so I've got a copy.
Really?
Yeah, I love to collect concert tickets. I always have.
I think if you have a digital...
That astonishes me. You pay... How much extra is a collectible ticket?
Normally like 10 or 15 bucks.
What? You've lost it.
Nah. I like to have the physical memory of it. I've got so many concert tickets from when I was a teenager. I love to have the physical ticket.
A physical ticket is also like a diary entry for me.
Yeah.
I forget about stuff. Like, I brought Little Mix tickets once and almost missed the concert because I was like, I got a reminder in my email. But
lucky. See, digital ticket saved you.
Also, too, you screw all the oldies over who don't know how to use phones and computers.
Hey, that just makes it easier for us to get tickets.
That means they just can't come to the concert.
That's what I mean. Easier for us. Anyway.
You know what? I love it. Love it, love it.
Love digital tickets, but you're more physical.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as New FM.
So since you have parted ways with your fiancé, Meg,
yeah.
You've been back on the dating scene.
About 2 months on Tinder so far.
Yeah, and you've had a go on Tinder, right? Yeah. Now, so far, you've met a couple of blokes, which is good.
Yeah, two. That's it.
There you go. You met a couple, but, you know, you're looking to see what else is out there, right?
A little bit, yeah, just broadening my horizons, if you will.
Keep the options open. Now, yesterday, you showed me your Tinder bio.
Mm.
And I'm going to read some of it out now, right? Here we go. About me. Love gigs and everything music related. Sucker for noughties, emo, pop, punk. If you listen to country, we're probably not going to get along.
It's accurate. I hate country music.
I'll read another bit here as well. Curvy girl, so if you're into blue eyes and thick thighs, we should chat.
I want to be upfront the fact that I'm not thin.
Right.
Let's be real.
That's cool.
And you know what? The responses I've had to that one line, I normally get a message or two probably once or twice a week saying, thick thighs save lives.
I like that, see? And then you've said, not looking for a relationship. At the same time, not looking for seedy pics. A decent conversation is a must. All good, right?
Okay, yeah.
But what I thought we could do up next is see if I can have a little rewrite of your bio to increase your strike rate, maybe.
You've never been on online dating, though, before, have you?
Nah, I've got zero.
Oh.
I'm a classic guy, zero experience, think I'm a pro.
Well, let's see if I can get some dates with Crevo's advice. We're going to do that next.
The Novos. Story, baby,
just say yes. All right, so, Meg, I thought, look, it's time to do a little rewrite of your Tinder bio, because two blokes in 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, for a single lady out on the town in Newcastle, a big radio profile, I think you should have a higher strike rate.
Well, the thing is, I'm talking to people. I'm just not meeting them. Granted, I've had, a 3 weeks off with the flu and tinnitus and all that kind of
excuses?
Stuff.
I think you should be doing better.
So you think I should be having more dates than I am?
Yeah, because I think it's your bio might be letting you down.
Okay.
So I decided also to focus on things that might attract more of the guys that you might like.
Okay.
So I've started, this is the first line, see what you think.
All right.
If you love birds, get in touch now, I'll have no more questions.
All right, interesting. Yeah, I do love birds. I do have birds at home.
Additionally, if you are an emo boy or own a guitar, this will get my juices flowing. Get in touch right now.
Oh, my God, no.
No?
Not juices flowing. That sounds wrong.
Oh, does it? I was thinking like creative juices.
Oh, creative juices. That's not what I was going with that.
Oh, we'll see. Maybe it's your
disgusting.
Dirty mind.
Maybe I was being spending too much time on Tinder.
Yeah, exactly. I've also written here, I'm a big star on the radio, so you'll probably love my voice. If you're into voices, also get in touch.
Oh, I sound like a flog.
A bit too cringe?
I just didn't want to admit that I was on the radio on my Tinder profile.
Why not? Now, this is a question I have. Why not say what your job is? A lot of people say what their job is, right?
Because the thing is, though, if they put two and two together, if I don't match with them on Tinder, they might stalk me on Instagram, and then I'm obliged to talk to them on another platform?
No, you're not. You just
now I sound like a flog.
There's
because
a simple
I'm
block button, Meg. You're
true.
Overthinking things.
And then they get a ratings book and they slam us in the ratings.
No, you're overthinking things. You've got to cast the net a little bit wider.
All right, yeah.
Right, I reckon. And then now, you mentioned in your bio the no kids thing, right?
Yeah.
And none on the cards. I think you need to be a bit more, I guess, specific with it.
Yeah.
Like, you should, instead of saying, not on the cards for me either. That sounds like very casual and flippant.
Yeah.
I reckon you should just say, I don't have any kids and I'm probably not going to have any.
Okay.
Like a bit more direct.
All right.
And then when you've said, you've talked about the whole curvy girl thing.
Yeah.
I reckon you should go, just say instead, curves in all the right places, apply if you're interested.
Okay. sounds like a job application.
Well, maybe it needs to be a little bit more along those lines.
All right.
And then to wrap it up, I think you should keep your original lines, which is not looking for a relationship, because that will attract the type of bloke that also isn't.
Yep.
And at the same time, not looking for the seedy pics. I think keep that as well, because you don't. That is a real turnoff for you, right?
It is. I hate it. It's disgusting. Not into unsolicited pictures at all.
Okay. Well, there's a top tip. If you come across Meg at all, dye your hair black, learn to play the guitar.
Get yourself a piercing.
Own a couple of birds, maybe a couple of tattoos. Change your life completely, in fact, and you'll be in with a chance.
Exactly. Well, what we'll do is I'll change my bio.
I don't think you should.
Really? I wanted to give it a go.
Yeah,
I wanted
right,
to give it a
it.
Red hot crack.
Let's
we'll keep it for a week and see if I get any dates.
Increase your chances.
We'll do that. All right. Birthday Lotto's up next. We're $350, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. We're looking for anyone born in May.
Okay. If you're born in May and you want a shot at the cash, 13.79, we'll do it next. 7.47.
Good night, folks.
Try not to look, but the guy in finance has gone crazy. With only Novacastrian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash. Megan Krillos.
Thank you so much.
Birthday Lotto.
You just made my day.
Stack load of cash indeed. $350 for someone who is born in the month of May, Crebo.
It's Michelle from Singleton, a housewife, but not like the ones on the Real Housewives shows, and needs the cash to make repairs to her car. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hello. Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. We're doing an express version of Birthday Lotto right now. The balls are about to spin. Here we go.
Thank you.
Repairs to the car, though, not ideal. But
always expensive.
It's got to be done.
Exactly.
It's gotta be done.
Michelle, were you born on the 3rd of May?
No.
Sorry, Michelle.
That's okay.
Good luck next time. Hopefully May comes out before 9 o'clock.
Hey, it's possible.
Michelle could get through again. Who knows? Hey, we've got a big announcement after 8 o'clock this morning. If you love music and you love money, we've got just what you need.
Yeah, big money.
Big money. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
They're local ads. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Puff Daddy, then Puff, then P. Diddy. It's Diddy gone.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Now, we just teased earlier, we've got something huge to announce.
Look at this, Meg. I'm shaking.
Shaking with anticipation.
This is so exciting.
So basically, all we can actually say right now is our music is worth cash. Take that
big
with what you will.
Money.
Now, what we're going to do, we're going to announce this full thing in about 7 minutes' time.
If you like free money.
If you love music and love free money from us, you're definitely going to want to stick by.
This can't miss radio. Tell your friends to like switch over if they're not listening to us already or turn on their radios because they need to hear this.
They need to hear this. If they want free money, they need to hear this. We are going to get into it in about 7 minutes' time.
The Novos.
All right, we've been teasing this morning.
I know.
This is incredible. So basically, if you like free money and you love music,
this is for you.
We have something sorted for you, my friend, starting next week.
Should we let the...
I think they've arranged something for us to play here.
Let the computer do the talking.
All right, let's do it.
Newcastle's best music is on 105.3 New FM.
So are Newcastle's big cash winners.
And that ain't changing anytime soon.
Monday morning, our music is worth money.
With 105.3 New FM's Cash Tracks.
At 8 a.m., the Novos will play our first cash track each day.
At 4 p.m. every hour, we'll ask you to name all the cash tracks we've played across the day.
The more cash tracks you name, the more money you'll win.
Thank you so much.
105.3 New FM. Not only is the music we play free for you to listen to, it could pay you for listening.
105.3 New FM's $10,000 cash tracks.
$10,000 cash tracks.
Boom!
How good is
that? $10,000 cash tracks. Oh my goodness, have you missed all that?
Mm.
The premise is We play cash tracks throughout the day here on UFM. Write them all down.
Yep.
And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll take calls on 13 10 09 for your chance to win.
That's right.
Cash.
So and then the person who's spoken to, who gets the call up or whatever, if you name all of them, you get $105
per track.
That's right. Plus, if you get every single one from the day, there's a special surprise.
A surprise? Ooh, that sounds fancy.
Oh, it is. Don't you worry about that. The surprise is very fancy, I've been assured.
You've been assured? Have you been sneaking into the promotions office to find out what this surprise is?
You know I haven't.
You were probably a part of the surprise. Maybe you're a part of the surprise.
Do I jump out of the cake or something?
Maybe comes out of a cake in a G-string. Who knows?
Hey, a lot of people
that would
want
be
that
a surprise. That would be a definite surprise. A new FM's $10,000 cash track. So we are starting this on Monday. Very exciting.
Make sure you write them all down.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Another big Hollywood star causing waves in far north Queensland. Why are they going there? Too hot, too many crocodiles. Also, the late show with Jimmy Fallon under fire. I will tell you why.
All right, we'll get into the details next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Is that Big Big Energy song about Pete Davidson?
Maybe.
That's what was written about. That's what I heard anyway. Jackson, now, there's a mystery celeb up in far north Queensland.
Yeah, another one. We've had Pete Davidson.
Where's your DJ Khaled? Another one.
We had the rumours Kim Kardashian was up there. They were false. But someone who has appeared... Katy Perry. Now, we only know this.
So you're going to say someone from MasterChef?
No, so someone has taken a video of her and they put up a TikTok. They've later taken it down, I'm assuming. Legal issues, possibly.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Katy Perry's had a fight with a waitress up there
for
not having a table ready for her, and the waitress didn't recognise her.
Oh, well, so too bad. So sad, love.
Don't you know who I am situation. Oh. Do you guys pull that if you go to Goldberg's and they're a bit busy?
No.
On Derby Street?
Can't think
Nobody
of anything.
Knows who I am.
What about the Tumble Club, Meg?
If there's the Tumble Club's a bit different.
Not a dryer free? Don't
Mate,
you know who I am?
I stamp my feet and walk out.
I would too. Look, Katy Perry did mend fences with the waitress, though. They were seen later hugging and taking a selfie for Instagram.
Oh, cute.
Good old Katy Perry.
That's how you get out of a problem.
I would be offended, though. I would be. Do you think Jimmy Fallon has?
I'll give him some big energy.
He's under fire at the moment because he had Kim Kardashian on his show.
Because she's not in Australia.
Well, they've put the teasers up and they're going him because there's a bit of a glitch in the system here. Now, do you know how you have those filters on Instagram to make you look a whole lot hotter and skinnier and your skin look better and your eyes look wider?
I always look so much more tanned.
Exactly. I've got like body issues because of this. It makes me look thinner and this. And I look in the mirror and I go, oh, you're disgusting. Pig. Anyway, they've used these filters with Kim Kardashian, and listeners are not happy because, one, they're a bit shit. Two, they're like, oh, you actually can't do that. You're really messing with everyone's minds here. Why don't you just be normal? You know?
That's a great question. I think
well, there's
less
some
of that.
There's some countries that actually you have to disclose when you've used a filter in your photos.
Oh, I hate that. Where they have to put on Instagram, this was edited. No, thanks, God.
No, it wasn't. I screenshot it and then re-upload.
I edit the out of my photos.
The shiznizzle.
And I'm not putting a disclaimer out there. Just know that I've brushed my skin
up. I am this tan. I am this thin. And my lips are this plump.
My teeth are that white.
Yeah.
You know, I do none of that.
Walk past me in the street.
Crevo, you don't put anything on Instagram anyway.
I do sometimes.
At Mark Crevo on Instagram, give him a follow.
Twice
a year.
And
then you can see how little he posts.
It's always food stuff.
Always food.
A lot of food.
It's either food or holidays.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't even seen you post about your business on your Instagram.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe you need to get on that.
I should get on that. I'm too busy doing it, life.
I've already told you, I'll do your marketing for you.
Yeah, I'll take you up on that.
And I'll airbrush your photos for you, mate.
You tell me that and then you've never had the discussion with me.
Yeah, that's true. I know.
Yeah, you're a busy man.
I know. I'll take the airbrushed photos too.
Okay.
Free services. Who says no?
Jackson will do the airbrushed photos. Mm-hmm. I'll do the marketing. You've got yourself a whole marketing team for free, Crevo. You're the king of free.
I'm lucked out.
You'll be on late night with Jimmy Fallon in no time.
Exactly. Well, you're going over there. Jackson.
Yeah, that's
hustle
true.
Hustle your way in.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Look at Crevo on there.
Yes.
I love it.
Nice.
across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Do not mix this with alcohol. And what do they do? Jager Bomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
105 commercial free coming up right after us with Jackson.
Yeah, I'm going to take a note from Lizzo's book and start calling 9 o'clock Bad Bish O'Clock.
Bad Bish O'Clock.
Yeah, I like it. About Damn Time is coming up. Camila.
You know what? After 3 months, this song's actually grown on me.
I love this song so much. It's so good, especially when you get to the end of it and it's like, oh, just freeze you. I don't know what it is about it, but damn, it's
good. You want a margarita?
Avril and Skater Boy as well.
Oh, this is just for Jess in the newsroom.
Oh, yeah, you were a skater girl yesterday, Jess.
I know, skating everywhere. That's how you get everywhere
written for
now,
Jess,
isn't it?
Written for Jess. Newcastle's only blog of ad-free music coming your way after 9 o'clock this morning. Hey, we're talking on 13.09 next. We've got a new board in our studio, right? Mm. And we've just had a new mic installed.
Yeah, it's blocking
and
you out.
It's blocking my vision.
Okay, I'm going to set things
You'll
up.
You'll set
here.
It up for me,
that?
2 seconds.
13.09, what food lies did the kids tell you?
Yeah, so this is off the back of one of my Facebook mates. They've come up and said basically their son got sent home with a note asking for $2.30 for the canteen for lunch.
Mm.
But the thing is, he left home with two sandwiches, fruit and recess. But he was still hungry, so he told the office that he left his lunch at home.
I love that. So then the officers coughed up some money. He's bought himself extra food.
Sneaky little bugger.
13.09, the kids often lie about food.
Yep.
What did they tell you? Or maybe you were the kid back in the day
who
used to do it.
We've all done it at least once, I think.
Yeah, a family pass up to movies for the
Reading Cinemas
today.
The Novos and Big Ben.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Yeah, we're talking on 13.09, the food lies that your kids tell. So basically, a friend of mine, his kid got sent home with a note saying you need to pay the canteen $2.30 for the lunch that your kid had while he was at school. And they're like, we sent him to school with two sandwiches, recess, and fruit, but he told the office, no, I forgot my lunch today because he was hungry.
Oh, God. Kids, to get out of eating certain foods, especially, it's definitely something.
Maybe
they
didn't like what was on the sandwich, maybe.
For me, it was anything licorice as a kid.
Yeah, licorice.
Can't stand it. I remember, I didn't really know that this candy was licorice that my friend had. It's, oh, do you want this? I remember taking it.
Lollies, you're going to say yes.
Exactly, you always say yes. And then I remember discreetly, throwing it away. how do you get rid of this thing?
As kids, if we had, meat, mashed potato and vegetables for dinner, which was standard, we'd offer to clean our plates off and mum would be, a bit sus because we never offered to do it. But we used to only eat a little bit of our mashed potato and then put the mashed potato on top of the vegetables so it looked like we'd eaten all our vegetables.
Oh, like a sort of entombing it.
Entombing it, so it looked like we'd actually eaten them, which is a bit sneaky. Let's go to Katie. Hey, Katie.
Good morning. Can I just say, reprimand you guys, you're giving all these kids all these tips in the car ride on the way to school. So thousands of parents are going to be paying $2.30 for lunches today.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? We don't have kids ourselves. Like Uncle Crevo and Auntie Meg are giving away all the bad advice.
But also, Katie, flip this around and realise that now parents are hearing all the excuses so they'll know what's fake when it comes home.
Mate, you can tell when your kid hasn't had their lunch because they are hangry and it is awful.
What food lies do your kids say? Tell.
Well, I've only got the one, thank God.
Yeah.
But she always says, oh, you know, I ran out of time. I'm like, you got the same amount of time every single day as long as, with all your friends, and I'm sure that they wouldn't be so mean as to you can't eat your food. So just eat your lunch, or she'll bring it home and say, oh, you know, I got so busy talking. And I'm like, well, just put food in your mouth and talk then. You know, there's always a way around it.
But maybe you've instilled some great manners, Katie. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Once again.
There you go.
Yes, but no, but she comes home with her food and she's hangry, and I've said, well, I'm sorry, you can't have anything until you eat what's in your lunch lunchbox. Gross, hot, soggy or not, you've got to eat it. So like,
can you imagine?
That's such a tough mum.
That is such a tough mum thing to say.
Could you imagine a cheese and Vegemite sandwich that's been sitting in the lunchbox since 8 o'clock in the morning at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
It's
well,
a hard
it's one
no.
way to get around it, and it's one way to save money on food, so they won't bloody do it again.
Nah, just tell them you got to eat what's in your lunchbox when you get home from school. Thanks, Katie.
That's one of the... That line has been said more times than perhaps anything.
It's very similar to, hey, Mum, can we get Maccas? You've got food at home.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's never the same. Hey, Birthday Lotto, up next, we're $350, Crebo.
That's right. I've just spun the wheel and it's come up December.
Okay, if you're born in December, you want the cash, 13, 10 and 9, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
Yeah, that's right. Your chance at the money right now, $350. I love that. Let's
love
give it
that
away.
Cash.
Let's
love
give it away.
That cash. Let's go to Marianne in Fern Bay, a sewing machinist, has two kids, but she refused to tell producer Jackson which one's her favourites. It means she definitely has one. Wants to treat herself with the money. Hey, Marianne.
Hi, how you going?
You're definitely not going to let us know the favourite, are you?
Oh, definitely not.
Definitely not. That way you can't, they can't, the other one can't guilt you into spending the money on them.
Exactly.
Absolutely exactly. not. All right, let's spin these birthday balls for you, Marianne.
Good luck.
Good luck. All right, Marianne, were you born on the 13th of December?
Oh, no. No, the 31st.
31st. Oh, wow.
Opposite.
Damn. Sorry, Marianne.
Close, but not really.
That means it's going to jackpot to $375 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
How good. 105 minutes commercial break. Up next with Jackson.
No. You know those singers that you see and you're like, they're going to be big?
Yeah.
It's Tate McRae for me.
Yeah.
I'm calling it early.
You called it early.
Calling it early.
Is this their third single?
I think so.
Yeah, she had You Broke Me First and then something else.
Very good live. She's All I Want to Be coming up. Selena Gomez.
Oh, yay.
Come on, Meg.
Meg's,
don't be a Debbie
Meg
Downer
doesn't
on Selena.
Like Selena.
Really I like rude. Selena. I don't like her music.
That's one and the same, Meg.
No, it's not. She's a great actress. I love her in Hotel Transylvania.
I'm going to drown you out with this. What about
Doja Cat's great.
Yeah.
Doja Cat is great.
She's taking a break.
She says that. She said she was quitting in general.
Tonsils out.
Oh.
Jeez.
Which is interesting. I won't take my tonsils out.
I haven't got mine taken out.
It's very risky as an adult.
No, it's not too risky, but you should keep them if you can because they like help to filter out colds and stuff.
Well, people get rid of them because they're like, I don't want to get tonsillitis anymore, but then they just get tonsillitis over where they used to have their tonsils.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yeah. Keep them if you can.
Mm-hmm. See, medical facts is what you get on this show.
Oh, it's full of it.
Look, I do not say... Fact.
Medical.
I'm not a professional.
Obviously, go talk to your GP if you want actual medical advice.
Some GPs use Wikipedia just like me, so actually, possibly
that's
listen
true.
To me.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial-free, kicking off for you in minutes. Have a great Thursday, guys. We'll catch you later.
See ya.
Bye.